Thanks for tuning in this week. And in Kentucky, the Hopkins County Kentucky Central High School FFA agricultural class has restored a 1960s model Alice Chalmers no-till planter, similar to the one used in the first no-till crop in Kentucky back in 1961. The project was started as an off-the-cuff joke, but now the revived implement is displayed at the new University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence. The UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment has the story.
All of this started, I got a phone call from John Maddox. He told me that the University of Kentucky was having an unveiling for a no-till planter at the Princeton Research Farm, where they're doing some work on a no-till facility, and that they had found a planter that was really close or really similar to the first planter that Mr. Young used in Herndon, Kentucky to start no-till farming with. And he asked me if our FFA chapter would be interested in doing a restoration project on that planter for the University of Kentucky.
Harry Young wanted a bigger planter than just what he had, yeah. And he had a single row he was trying to plant no-till with. So Harry Young got with Dad, and he said, "You talk to Alice. If they will make me a no-till planter, I will buy it immediately." And so Alice went to work on the 333 frame, and then they already had single units.
So it was my planter, and it was in the tool shed. Well, we got it about, it's either 67 or 68.
So the students through this project, they're going to learn problem-solving skills such as how do pieces of this equipment come apart, how do they go back together. They're going to learn how to prep metal. They're going to learn how to properly paint. They're going to learn how to put things together that maybe have been pieced together over the years. How do we make it work in the long run? So basically, this is one big jigsaw puzzle or one large problem-solving skill that the students are going to be working on.
Today, I had to take out some bolts that some people I know broke off, and I had to tap through there and take a pair of channel locks and take them out.
Hopefully tomorrow we'll have everything ready to go to start priming, and then we will take the seed boxes and paint them white, and then the rest of it will be orange, getting it ready to go like its original colors.
Once the paint dried, the group loaded the revived planter for the trip to Princeton. UK's Scott Peake directed the unloading and setup at the new Grain and Forage Center in time for the ribbon cutting. Dr. Chad Lee, the center's director.
Our FFA educator, Ben Previtt, I have not seen Ben yet, but Ben and the Hopkins County FFA crew did the actual restoration of the planter. So we had several different people involved in that process, and I think they did a fine job with it. You know, it's somewhat interesting. We're going to talk about state-of-the-art agriculture and the latest developments, and at the same time, we are recognizing an implement that's now a few years old, Commissioner Quarles, but represented innovation in this area and represented innovation at that time.
The resurrected planter attracted a lot of attention, helping to make the opening a huge success. Thanks to all who made this preservation of an early model Alice Chalmers planter, a vintage example of no-till's beginnings, and a visual reminder of how far we've come.
You know, the restoration of the corn planter started 18 months ago with an off-the-cuff joke about how nice it would be to have a restored no-till planter here. And I, too, just want to say a personal thank you. And also to Hopkins County FFA for a wonderful restoration job. How about a round of applause for what those kids did?